Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace with a free trial at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. Now let's start the dang show.
These two bitches. Don't want to hear all that Beyonce, Kim Kardashian shit today, bitch. Fuck, her name is Kid Fury anyway. And Crystal.
You don't think that nigga's getting no real money, do you?
Bitch, you guessed it! Oh! You was right. Bitch, you guessed it. Bitch, you guessed it. Still with my nigga Crystal, you can't test us. Still with my nigga Crystal, you bitch can't flex with us.
What the fuck?
Bitch, you guessed it! Bitch! You guessed it!
Alright.
What the fuck you wanna talk about?
Whatever
bitch,
the
fuck. Bitch, guessed it. Be here, New York City, 2 years. What the fuck you thought it was? Bitch, nigga, you mad as fuck. I ain't got no time for you. Motherfucker, get up out the coop. What the fuck, you been a lie? Bitch, you been fake. If you hearing this motherfucking shit, bitch, it's too late. It's too late.
Really?
3 cups of that douce. You my son, no due date. What the fuck? Bitch, you mad? Hey.
Bitch, you guessed it!
All right, that's enough. That's enough. We're good. We're great. New York, hey, what's up,
cannot
y'all?
Cannot believe. Hi, New York. Thanks so much for coming out. I don't know what the fuck that was. Give it up for Kid Fury's ridiculous
My head. Energy, is, I want to switch. Let's switch.
All right, Mariah.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, y'all.
Thanks so much for coming out. I feel beautiful. How do you feel?
I feel great. Not as good as you do, though. For you to come up with all that shit. Did you write that song before we
You know,
came out
so
here?
Here's the truth. Honestly, I planned to write something for that record, and I forgot it. So I just did the best little freestyle that I could, you know.
Okay.
Mixtape coming soon. Streets ain't ready.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm OG Puffin' Stuff. I don't know what his name is. OGG. That's all I know.
Okay, and I am Mokin' Steph.
And this is The Read.
Yes. 2 year anniversary
Two
show.
Fucking years.
Holy shit. 2 years.
Are we the same age as North?
Bitch.
No, we were a little bit.
We're older than North, but younger than Blue.
And just as over it.
You be knowing.
So, Black excellence is all of you.
Most of you.
The vast majority.
Some of you are white, but if you pay, then you excellent for that. Yes!
Damn right.
And all the white people went up. Y'all missed it.
Neapolitan excellence in this motherfucker. So excited. So listen, speaking of bitch, you guessed it. I don't need to do it again, do I?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
This is y'all's fault. Remember this.
Bitch, you guessed it! You're great.
Wonderful audience. Thank you so much. So supportive.
Oh, Father God.
So, I hope this Wi-Fi is out here working.
If because, not, we can just make things up.
You know, we can just talk about Shonda Rhimes or whatever.
Oh. No, because it's always somebody who hasn't seen it and they be mad about spoilers every single time.
And there's always the niggas in the audience who have seen it that are like, fuck them.
Yep.
I was at home on Thursday night. I was where I was supposed to be, so I don't know. Fuck's taking your ass so long.
Bitches ain't cut their TV on. That's not my motherfucking business, though. So.
I actually have not seen How to Get Away with Murder yet this week.
Oh. Well,
I was so busy, you know, shitting bricks over this. So I'll get to it when I have a moment. Did Viola take her wig off again?
Well.
Oh, no? Damn. I love when she takes the wig off.
Well, we had that super black episode with Cicely Tyson, so they gonna make Shonda dial the Negro back a little bit after this, because that was black as fuck. They was scratching scalps, y'all.
Right?
Nigga, it was real Negro authentic in that shit.
And that scene where she was sitting between Cicely's legs and
yes.
she was calling at him.
I said, what the
I said, bitch, is that cornbread I smell? Like? It smells like greens.
Can you put
here.
This on TV? I didn't even know you could be that black on network TV. Shout out to Shonda Rhimes.
This is not even on the schedule for
scene,
tonight.
Do you scene, see how,
and you all encourage this bullshit.
Shout out to y'all for giving up your Netflix night because you could have been watching House of Cards.
Hush! I haven't gotten started yet.
No spoilers.
And I know you niggas will go and be like, well, that was a great season. Like, it just came out.
Oh, I'll be done by Monday morning. I'm not going to work unprepared. Like, I'm going home and I'm doing nothing but watching House of Cards. I'm ready.
Yeah, once this is over, I'm going to just dedicate tomorrow to maybe House of Cards and maybe a little bit of... I wanted to do the whole, you know, let me watch an episode 1 week and then get back to it.
Bitch, you're right. Not when Netflix automatically start playing the shit. You be like, I might as well just sit here and do
right?
nothing. Why would I
Netflix
make it stop?
The next episode will be starting in five.
And I'm like, well, 6 seconds ain't nothing.
I mean, I'm right here. Shit, I don't have.
I ain't doing nothing for another hour. And
might
I know
as well.
That.
No rushing anything.
And then the next thing you know is 46 hours later. And you have finished a season of House of Cards. But fuck
it,
it's
it'll
good.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Speaking of black scandals, somebody stole Lupita's dress. Now, here's the thing.
Somebody
Lupita
stole Lupita.
Had a dress, a very beautiful dress on at the Oscars. She's always wearing a beautiful dress because she's fucking beautiful. And it was like, I guess, covered in these little tiny pearls. So the story goes that someone at her hotel allegedly found the door open, which sounds like the freshest lie I've heard.
Like, come on.
And they went into the room, stole the dress. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Apparently, these niggas picked like one or two pearls off of it, went and got the shit appraised, and were told that the pearls were fake.
Ooh. Mm.
So they bagged the shit back up.
This is the shade.
Took it back to the hotel. And left it underneath the sink in a bathroom on the second floor.
You can have your toy back.
Cut the shit, bitch. You saw that Lupita's team were like, now look, we'll know where the fuck this dress is, but bring it the fuck back. And you got
right.
shook. Because most niggas that I know, not that I know many thieves, but...
The Rolodex of thieves. Though you just went through them.
Most niggas would have just tossed that shit somewhere and just been like, it never. You made a point to bring
right.
it back to the hotel room and leave it there. Like you was just fake ass bush. And then had the nerve to have an attitude about it, talking about that's just the way Hollywood is. Fake. Sweetheart,
bitch.
You stole someone's gown.
Right, like say it. Like, nigga, you took it though. Like, you was never entitled to it in the first damn place. Although, honestly, when I heard the dress was by Calvin Klein, no shade, I was like, well, I mean, when you think of Calvin Klein, you don't think of real ass pearls. Like, some bitch went diving for the pearls.
Calvin Klein came forward and said, I don't know who the fuck told you that those pearls were real in the first place. Because it damn sure wasn't us. I don't know what the fuck you expected.
Yes!
Like, they came forward and said, this is why I said,
love it.
Juliana Rand, whatever, Ranch Dressing, whatever her name is.
Now, you know it ain't no damn Ranch Dressing.
There's certain people, it's bitches like whoever work at Calvin Klein that need to be hosting fashion queens, police, mother parole officers, whatever the fuck, all those fashion shows. Because she said, I would have just assumed that everyone knew that they were fake. Like,
yeah.
You're the dummy for thinking that this bitch
right.
was walking around covered in pearls.
You really thought somebody spent the money to string together 150,000 or whatever the fuck real pearls. Like, that's exactly what you get.
This Blanche Devereaux ass dress, and now you're mad because it's costume jewelry, you dumb bitch. Anyway, they tried Lupita and they lost, and that's all that matters.
So is it somebody who works for the hotel or somebody who works with her?
I feel like it has to be. Because I don't believe that there was just this expensive Oscar red carpet gown sitting in why the fuck is Lupita's goddamn door just open? Like, it's the
right,
church.
Right, that's what I don't believe.
Like, you had a card or whatever, your mama or somebody works in housekeeping, and you felt like,
okay,
let me just go ahead in here because it's Hollywood night and actors are staying here. Let me see what I can pilfer. You wretched bitch.
How were you ever going to get that dress sold? Niggas don't be thinking about shit. Anyway.
But it had to be someone with an ounce of responsibility in their life because they said, you know what I'm not about to do? Go to prison. So you can have your fake ass pearls back, bitch.
So you was ready to risk it all when you thought they was real. Found out them shits was fake and it was never mine.
So speaking of Juliana Ranch Dressing, she apologized to Zendaya.
Never get it
and,
right.
And
we never get it
you know,
right.
For saying that she looked like she smelled like Martin. What did she say? Like Hustle Man.
She said she looked like she smelled like Black and Miles.
She just looks like she drinks Coke 45 and watches a lot of the Parkers.
She looks like she keeps all her change in a Crown Royal bag. That bitch. She knew she had to fix it. She knew she did.
The fucked up thing is, I just feel in my shundo that that had nothing to do with you. I don't know much about that young lady, but you know, keep your eyes on the prize. I'm sorry. I don't know much about her, but I just feel like that was a joke that was written and given to her to say. Because Joan, like I said on the show, Joan Rivers is the one who would just say the worst thing that could possibly come to her mind. And people just kind of gave her a pass and thought that it was funny. We're still trying to figure out where Juliana came from. So it's like we're not excusing Joan Rivers saying, hey, your baby's ugly.
Because we never really took Joan Rivers' shit.
We never took her shit, but it wasn't like surprising. It's like, what's the woman's...
Juliana...
No. Homegirl from Fox with the face that looks like a sunflower seed.
Oh, never mind.
That white lady, Anna. Ann Coulter. It's like her. Like when she's like.
This is where you had me going?
No, I'm thinking of like people that just often say stupid shit just to be heard.
Okay,
like for you,
yeah.
I rarely pay attention to that kind of shit because it's like, I already get your game. I know where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. Joan Rivers has gone on to wherever she went. And so now it's like...
I mean, is you gonna argue with facts?
Hey, so... I don't know. Either way, so Kelly Osbourne has apparently quit the show now.
I feel like she was looking for a reason to leave that tired ass show. And as soon as Juliana said that shit, she was like, this is it. Nobody's going to be mad if I skip my ass on out here behind some racist
Did
shit.
Did you see her tweets?
Yes. Her horrible.
She was so mad. It was like she had carpal tunnel. Like she couldn't even type. All the spelling was
like
was
Kelly
just
Osbourne
heinous.
Was just so overcome with rage at the racism
I
of Giuliani.
I will not stand for racism.
Like if you know Kelly Osbourne for anything, it's civil rights. Like that bitch is the number one motherfucker to call when some shit go down.
Damn right.
When Ferguson happens in your neighborhood, who do you dial? Kelly Osbourne.
Well, you know, Zippity Doodah, the girl is her friend. Oh, Carucci took it on the chin for 2 years. Zendaya'll be all right.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Took it on the chin.
See, I knew that's what you meant. With your nasty
ass. I didn't realize it until it was already said.
These people are saved. They don't know your filthy jokes.
Oh, please. Y'all listen to this goddamn thing. So anyway, the story is that now I'm reading, they're thinking about replacing Kelly with Ivan.
Just cancel it.
Either right?
Who even
they're thinking
it?
Of replacing her with either Khloe Kardashian,
bitch, you,
or NeNe Leakes.
Wait a minute. NeNe Leakes dresses like she works at a call center. How the fuck? Is that bitch gonna be on a show about fashion? You better get the fuck out of here. Don't even say no shit like that to me again. Nigga, bye.
Find a wig, NeNe. You get a wig before you...
Take a look! Khloe Kardashian is just a fucking joke.
Wasn't fucking NeNe Leakes just on QVC or HSN or one of those things? Selling people those sweet potato bags.
I know you don't think I know.
I can't listen.
The devil is
I loathe Linnea Leakes. Like she is just a crop of the worst.
She is the worst.
So
I won't even that Kardashian thing, you can just stop right
just
there.
Just get rid of the goddamn show. Like unless you're going to have a show with actual people who know what the fuck they're talking about in fashion. That I don't understand. Like,
or people who are actually funny, because that was Joan Rivers' thing. Like her commentary was, whether you liked it or not, it was that point of view that people were tuning in for.
Right.
These bitches is bland and don't nobody give a fuck what they have to say no damn way. So either cancel it or find some bad bitches to be on it.
I wish NeNe Leakes or Khloe Kardashian.
No. No, you don't.
Would ever.
No Kardashian is questioning my life choices, first of all. Bitch, you'll rue the day, okay? Don't try me.
Before you open your mouth and judge anything over here, how about you save your baby sister from that predator? How about you do that?
First of all, before a nan one of y'all part y'all lips to say shit to me, deal with the grown man fucking your little sister.
Get Kylie,
woo.
Call mama 1 and 2, and all y'all have an intervention, and you figure
you
this bullshit out.
You got to stop this.
Because I don't give a shit, because they don't give
we
a shit.
We are going to get
You don't
letters.
Give a fuck about him. You don't give a fuck about Kylie fucking grown daddy dick. You don't give a fuck about Northwest not having a beanie on her head when it's 8 degrees outside. Like, y'all don't care, so the fuck should I care for? Anyway, speaking of Kardashians, Kanye Kardashian wants
no.
to say that he's sorry.
Didn't we agree that we did not have to talk about him until he was getting a divorce?
I just want to say goodbye.
So this is our goodbye to Kanye moment?
I just want to just let me get it out.
Okay. All right.
So look, bruh. You changed the game. You did. You did so much. So many great achievements. Graduation will always be one of my favorites.
Yes. Amen.
I really, really wholeheartedly believe you to be a visionary. I just think that pussy clouded some of that vision.
Yes.
I don't understand why you would say that you feel like Tyga, you always knew Tyga was smart. for reserving illegal vaginas? Why are you selling these fucking ninja boots?
We can't do it with Kanye no more. It's
Crouching
over.
Tiger hidden slippers. $350. But then you're on the Breakfast Club talking about what is important is the lower and middle class. I don't understand it. Just let us know when the ink on those divorce papers dry.
That's really it. Let me know when you've decided to get rid of those people, separate yourselves from them. I have nothing else to say to Kanye till the end. Period.
I will always be rooting for North because
she deserves it.
North is real as fuck, and she's just.
But I feel like
she doesn't. She does not sugarcoat anything.
Right.
If she is sick of the shit, you won't have to ask.
But it's not going to take long before those people grind all of the spirit right out of that little girl. Yeah, it is. Right, it's sad. Because you see how she is now.
At least she is a girl, because clearly that's how you went in that family. Had she been a boy, they probably would have just been like, ugh.
I don't want to think about Kris Jenner's initiation methods and what Northwest is going to have to
remember
go
like
through
an old,
in order like to pledge Kardashian.
Medieval. Remember in medieval days when your baby would be born a girl instead of a boy and the kings would be like, ugh. I feel like it's that, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Because they put Bruce Jenner in that coffin.
Don't do this.
You remember the Christmas card that they did?
At least Bruce was on it.
They put him in saran wrap and then still had the nerve.
Rob is blood!
And Dustin just told me that they just signed a new deal with E! For $100 million.
Yeah, 4 years.
Guess who's included in the deal?
North.
All of the women. The end. I'm telling you, Bruce just felt so inadequate. He just knew that he had to transform like a Sailor Scout in order for him to be validated.
I mean, Rob can't get a little 3% just for being family? Like, something. Look, it's like they want to break
Rob
him
down. Rob gained
down.
All that weight and they were like, get out of my house. Like, they were just like, you knew this. It's in the cut. Look at Chloe.
I feel like they're breaking him down. I feel like they stocked the house full of like puffy Cheetos and shit to fatten him up so he wouldn't go outside. And now that he's trapped in the house, they're breaking him down mentally. They're going to fuck with Rob Kardashian.
See, Khloe's got abs and shit now.
See?
And the only reason she probably made it this far is because she's funny.
She's
funny when she's making fun of Kim, but that's probably only because I already hate her.
It's, to be honest, it's funny when anybody makes fun of Kim Kardashian, so.
So, goodbye, Kanye.
Yeah,
and
it was nice.
You know, you'll always be the dedicated member of the Beehive. And
he's a little overzealous.
We appreciate all of the efforts that you have put in the name of the Queen. Thank you for recognizing that she is ace number one. I know that, you know, you did your best to try and duplicate what, you know, your big brother was over there doing.
You tried.
You failed. But
this is not
I
an
will
area
forever
where
support your musical endeavors. And Godspeed.
Whatever.
Hey, Chiquita, Bontrell, Pearl, and you too, Megan. Let me tell you something. You know what's good? Free snacks. And if you have us go to naturebox.com/the read, you can get you some. That's right. Nature Box are our friends at the show that are delivering better snacks directly to your home, to your P.O. box, wherever you choose. Yes, we talk about them all the time, from the sriracha covered cashews to their peanut butter nom noms, or as I like to say, nom 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 noms. their almonds. They've got granola. They've got all kinds of delicious stuff. And of course, as we've said before, they don't have any artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, and zero trans fat, and definitely no evil, evil high fructose corn syrup. So, no need to be cranky and no need to waste your time trying to think on what you're going to be snacking on today. Just go to naturebox.com/the read and you will get a free trial box of 5 delicious snacks sent directly to you. So go ahead, give it a try. You know you want to. I see you all with your boxes all the time and I know you're getting your life. If you haven't tried it out yet, go on ahead and give it one. naturebox.com/the read. Go get your life and let's get back to the show.
So let's talk about Kid Rock.
This son of a bitch.
So apparently someone was like, hey, Fury, did you hear what Kid Rock said? And I was like, hey, TRL is back? Like, I didn't know that. Didn't know that, like, he was still asked questions.
Apparently, he's still like a thing that tours and puts out music and all that.
I heard this is about to be like his 8th top 10 Billboard hit. I didn't know this nigga had 2 albums.
I thought that era of filthy ass white boys had passed, to be honest. I thought we had moved
on. And he still looks.
He does.
Grimy.
He still looks like he lives off Marlboros and Dr. Pepper. Every day. So. Breakfast.
Apparently, Kid Rock has an album out or coming out or whatever the fuck, you know, 2001. And he said, hey, how can I make sure that everyone knows this? Let's talk about Beyonce. This is what he said, I guess, on Instagram or whatever. I didn't even know he had a smartphone. It says, Beyonce, to me, doesn't have a fucking Purple Rain, but she's the biggest thing on earth. How can you be that big without at least one Sweet Home Alabama or old time rock and roll?
First of all, how fucking white can you be? Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama was introduced to me in first grade music because I had the whitest teacher named Mr. Simon, and he made us play it on our pianos. Mr. Simon looked a lot like Slash from
what's his face?
That Guns N' Roses.
That's it. Guns N' Roses.
He wore the glasses. Sometimes he would wear the hat, but then like administration would be like, you're tripping. Like, it's like, I remember this vividly. Like, right. He thought he was a rock star, okay. And it was even clear to me at the age of 7, I don't know, however old I was, that it was like, wow, you didn't make it. I never said it to him. I never said it to his face, but
why
it was like
you
obvious.
Like this?
Anyway, like Sweet Home Alabama, bitch, right. Shut up. So, anyway, it also says, people are like, Beyonce's hot, got a nice fucking ass. I'm like, cool, I like skinny white chicks with big tits, no shit. Doesn't really fucking do much for me.
You like skinny white girls, but you have mixed kids? How the fuck does that work? Explain that to me then, bitch.
Furthermore, there's levels to this shit.
Which one are we starting on?
So let's talk about songs, classic records.
Oh.
Beyonce. I feel like that is really your opinion. It's up to you if you feel like Beyonce doesn't have a record on the level of Purple Rain. Some people would argue with that's opinion. I'm going to let you have it.
Right.
What does Chris Rock, what does Kid Rock have?
That's what I'm
saying. Ba with the bot. Is that Limp Bizkit?
If Beyonce don't have a classic, then I sure as shit hope you don't think you have one, motherfucker. Like,
my name is Kid. What is that song called? My name is Kid.
I know
Kid
you
Rock.
Don't think I can name a Kid Rock song.
What is it called? Americana?
Waterfalls?
Oh, that's the Ba with the Ba song?
I don't know it. And I don't need
you
to.
You have nothing.
Right.
Your hat's from Marshalls. They have nothing. Your Americana motorcycle jackets, whatever the fuck you've been wearing since 97, girl. Like, you just, that's A. So before you start talking about what other people have in their catalog, look towards yours. Apparently he's selling out, but I don't hear anybody talking about
anything by
Kid Rock. Let's now move forward to his taste in women.
First of all, you have a lot of nerve having taste in women when you look like fucking Fire Marshal Bill, motherfucker. Like, you got a lot of goddamn gall to demand that a woman look like anything other than breathing. That motherfucker's ugly. Like, don't sit up here and act like you could be choosy, bitch.
You know those, like, gold, those albino raisins? Those, like, gold. What are those called? Like, the gold ones.
They're golden raisins, but, bitch, albino.
Gold raisins? Whatever. Are they white and gold or
you
blue
truly
and black?
Ain't shit. Bitch, it was white and gold, and then it was blue and black. It was! Bitch, it did both!
Okay, let's sidebar. I'm gonna get back to him for a second. Y'all were tripping with that dress shit. Like, I was looking at this dress. I saw you saying something about it, the color of a dress.
Because it was puzzling.
But I didn't really know what was going on. And then someone was in my mentions like, what color is this dress? And I was just like, well, it's ugly. So I don't know, like, if color necessarily matters, but, like, would it? Because are you going to wear it? It's a pretty bad dress.
Right.
Apparently everyone was saying that this picture of this wretched dress was, like, blue and black at one moment, and then other moments the same picture was white and gold. And some people were even saying that they were looking at it together and saw two different colors at the same time.
Me and my coworkers did this. We sat around and looked at it on the phone and we literally saw different colors of that fucking dress.
So here's the story. Apparently, this woman was at a wedding for a friend or something, and the bride's mother, I guess, was wearing that dress. Mm. And she took a picture of the dress with her phone. And this woman got a picture, and when she was looking at it with her husband, I guess later, they saw two different colors. They posted it online, and shit went bananas. So I will say this. When I looked at it at first, it was blue and black. I was scrolling through this. I was like, okay. I don't know what the fuck. You niggas can sign up for like VSP or what, any kind of, like, there are plenty of vision plans that you can get that aren't even expensive. But this dress is blue and black. Like, that's right. What I saw. I went to Instagram. There were memes. Everybody's losing it. Like,
yeah. I woke up the next day and it was everywhere. It was like the whole fucking world was obsessed with that damn dress.
I was like, clearly someone has been tampering with this photo or something. But when I went back to Twitter later on that night, it was white and gold.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, like, the devil has an app store.
Yeah.
There must be, like, a specific camera app designed by Satan.
Right.
Because if this woman took a picture of this dress and you can be sitting next to your nigga and be like, white and gold. Like, what? And the fucked up part about it was, then it was me. It was like, oh shit, demons. Like, this is
right. Because
I was
looking at it and it changed from white and gold to blue and black. I almost shit a goddamn puppy. Nigga.
And then, you know, when I saw the white and gold, I was like, the fuck? And I scrolled. I scrolled down.
Yes.
Came back up literally 2 seconds later, blue and black.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no, God. No, 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 God.
Nope. Let me put all this down. Let me turn this fucking phone off. This phone need a rest.
Like, what?
Nope.
Like, I opened Zoom, everything. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this happened. And it didn't. So my theory is there's just a hole somewhere out here in the universe and the devil is looking right through it. And it's with that dress. So kindly keep it away from me, okay. Please. Thank you so much.
And now everybody knows that your mama disapproves of your wedding because she clearly took her ass down to Ross Dress for Less and picked up the most unattractive frock she could find to put on for your big ass day. Like, your mama seriously could not have tried any less to find a dress for your fucking wedding.
That bitch bought that fucking phone from Beelzebub.
That shit was offensive. Do you not need the iPad?
I, Lucifer. Huh?
Do you need your iPad back?
Oh, no. We're just going to talk about Kid Rock. So, first, for you right. to say, why are you even bringing... Okay, you go from talking about Beyonce's, like, credits and the music that she has or whatever to then talking about her ass and how it's not your thing. First of all, why are you trying to define this woman by what she looks like? She looks a hell of a lot better than you. I'm sure she looks a hell of a lot better than anyone you could possibly pull. And that's what you're truly mad about. But even if you aren't, who the fuck asked you? Like, who asked you
right.
for your opinion on what Beyonce's doing or what she looks like? It's one thing for you to say, well, I'm not really a fan of Beyonce's music because not everyone is. Mm-hmm. Hey, but...
I don't
you know, you're
it,
entitled
your
to
business.
That opinion, and that's fine. But then to talk about, oh, she's got a nice ass, but I like white girls with big tits that smoke fucking, like, cloves and hate their dad. And we don't fuck. Who the fuck asked you?
Right.
Go find Carson Daly and tell his ass about it, bitch. We don't want to hear that shit from you, ho.
If you like girls who go to NASCAR and want to lay out with mayonnaise on their titties or whatever, that's your country-ass backwoods business. You don't have to like Beyonce or be attracted to Beyonce. You just don't understand why you felt your opinion was necessary. And so that's why me and my people swarmed your goddamn Instagram and put bees on every fucking photo. Yes, we did. We, because I damn sure did. Soon as I found out what you niggas was up to, I said, let me go to Kid Rock's Instagram and show out.
I just want to do what Miss Gia does. Miss Gia will just like see the shade. And she'll retweet it just with the hashtag beehive. So she never like even addresses. That's the way to
right.
do it. Just dry snitch. Just be like.
So that all the kids who live in the beehive tag can go handle it.
Y'all see this shit? Because who the fuck, like, it doesn't even matter who you are. Like, my second cousin could tweet something about Beyonce and they'll be in my mentions like, you need to get your goddamn fan. Like, yes. Where the fuck did you even find this nigga from? Like,
yes.
Who was talking about, like, where the fuck did the name Kid Rock come from? Beyonce, man. The power of Beyonce.
Well, and now you have everybody talking about you, so congratulations. It's like, you know, got what you asked for. This is what you needed.
Home on the range or whatever it is you sing.
Fuck
so
Kid
listen.
Rock.
That was, bitch, you guessed it. List. So, is there anything that we missed in pop culture that you want to talk about besides
Oh, no. This is a fuck.
It's the dress. So there's like a show that we do. It's definitely the spirit of the dress. And I feel like I have been, are we back?
So can we be disconnected from the dorm updates or whatever the hell that was? Because what the fuck?
Look, dress, I didn't mean to disrespect you. You still ugly as fuck.
Oh,
is there anything in pop culture that has happened that you'd like us to discuss besides Michelle Rodriguez? Because I will get to that in a second.
Besides who?
You'll know.
Will I?
Anything else? She said Kim being Beyonce's inspiration. We already addressed that lie. Oh, Monique.
What about Monique?
So listen, I love Monique. And I've always loved Monique. Monique has actually been like a really one of my big inspirations because I always thought that she was funny as fuck and could act. And she just seemed like she makes like really good cobbler. And she's just like, I've always loved Monique. I can't really say nothing bad about her. But apparently the story goes.
Always think fat people can cook.
Huh?
Always. Everybody think fat people can cook.
It's not that she's fat. She just seems like a mama. Like she seems like somebody that would be like, oh, don't worry about it, babe. Come in here and get some of this macaroni and cheese. Some of these neck bones. You know, like, it's not, you know. What like Jill of? Scott. Jill Scott's like, not even.
Exactly.
Jill Scott is mostly breast. Like, she's like, Jill Scott is like 90% titty. Have you noticed? Like, her she tits is. Are huge.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So, yeah, Monique was allegedly blackballed from Hollywood because she didn't, you know, Lee Daniels of Empire said that he had trouble with her, that she was difficult and had insane demands, and she didn't want to be a part of some of the promotion and stuff that they were doing during award season for the film Precious. She said that she didn't want to go do this film festival, Cannes.
Yeah, I saw that she didn't want to go to Cannes. She wanted to spend those days off with her husband and her kids.
Yeah, she said that she
I'm
had,
sure
like,
you do, girl, but...
At the time, the Monique show was on, and she said she had just a lot going on. She wasn't going to go do it for free because she wanted to be at home with her husband and her baby, which to me...
Okay,
whatever.
That's
she
your
has,
business,
like,
but...
twin kids and, like, a grown-ass nigga from somewhere. And so I always wondered why I hadn't seen lots of Monique after she won that Oscar and stuff like that. And
did you? Did you wonder that?
Yes, Monique is... Okay, hold on.
No. It's not no shade to Monique. I'm thinking about Hollywood, and I'm not at all surprised that Monique ain't landed shit else. Like, not even a little bit.
Well, not like... The thing is, like, she, like, went off the radar, period.
Right.
I wasn't expecting her because... After Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar, she was like working for white people in Sex and the City. So I was like,
right, but did you really expect Monique to go back to like Catfish Cookout 2 or whatever the fuck?
I didn't see her in like
she wasn't gonna do that
anything. Anyway, she's got a movie coming out with Isaiah Washington called Blackbird, but she said that she was offered the role of Cookie in Empire.
It took you this long to get to the good part. She said,
the first
what?
Thing I thought of was her turning around in some lingerie and grabbing
me too. And I'm mad at you for it. It's your fault. And then grabbing it and doing, all right. Okay.
I love Monique.
Bitch, that ain't the end of the story. So do you believe that they offered her the role of Cookie?
I believe that she probably was being difficult with a lot of people during whatever. And I think especially being a grown-ass woman from fucking Baltimore who's like, I have these kids running around. They got fucking all kinds of sauces and shit that I didn't make dripping from the ceiling. Like, I don't want to go to no damn festival. Like, I want to sit here and clean my living room. You know, but...
Okay.
I do believe, even she said that she was like, well, are you going to pay us? And they were like, girl, hell no.
Well, because I think it's assumed that you will do promotional stuff for the film. I'm pretty sure that's even in your contract.
Well, even Kevin Hart had an issue with the white people talking about, I'll promote this if you slide me a few other million. I don't listen. That's your business. I just feel like Cookie.
Girl.
I love Monique.
I mean, I'm sorry, but the idea that they offered it to Monique and Taraji was the backup for that role.
Monique is so great.
All right.
Empire is just...
It is good.
Isn't it a lot? Drippity drop, man. So much. It's a really good show.
I will not dignify that.
I can't stop. It's like...
You didn't have to.
It's so good.
All right. Is there
And I heard it's almost over. Like, the season's almost done. I do want Terrence Howard to die, though. Like, I want his character. I do want his character to die.
Everybody agrees.
I do. I don't like Lucius at all. He put that baby in a trash can.
Don't!
Was it his fault that he recognized, like, some sickening pumps and wanted to walk around? Nigga, when he came out in the living room with those pumps on, I was like, well...
Here it goes.
Here we go.
Yep.
That's what actually reminded me that Lee Daniels was the producer and writer. It was like, oh, it just got dark. It's such a good show, though.
It is. I enjoy it.
Taraji is fucking marking it. She I love that.
Perfect. I love her.
Is there anything else? No?
No. All right. So
great. So we can go right on ahead to my favorite goddamn part of the show.
The listener questions, except obviously not
letters.
So what we're going to do for this segment of the show is actually take questions from y'all. And I think there go Asante's ridiculous ass. Bitch, you're not smarter.
Yeah. It's all about the motherfucking money.
Hey. Money.
Oh, and Dustin too. So welcome my friends Asante and Dustin.
What up?
They are going to be working the mics for the question.
The green
portion.
Experiment.
Yes. Right. And we
coming
have a new
soon.
Show.
The green experiment.
More
the
green experiment. YouTube. Check it out.
All right.
So if you, are they going to line up or do you want to go and take
absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you have a question, choose a side. Come on down to the mic. And
come on down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like the Price is Right.
And don't forget.
Look at her shirt.
Oh shit.
That's crazy.
See? It's the right line.
See? Don't be afraid to go to Asante's.
No,
line.
It's fine.
Come on over here.
No, look. We can go ahead and get it started because maybe y'all need some encouragement. This is
you riding with the wrong team.
You ride with the wrong team. So y'all not gonna get no NeNe Leakes start up in here. Go on ahead and ask this young lady.
Look,
her name.
Let's just drop some beats.
Roger,
get
bye.
This over. Bye. Okay, you what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Danielle. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I feel like I'm y'all's number one fan, just so you know that.
Oh, and, you came to the DC show.
Oh, I've been to a couple of more shows.
And you had that shirt?
Yeah, I did. This is when I got it made, when I met Vina.
Oh, right.
But yeah, so.
Girl.
But I brought you all a present from Denver, and it's to make your next green experiment.
Oh, shit!
Oh, wait a minute.
Yo. Thank you for being a friend. Heart is true. You're a pal.
Awesome. Note and everything.
Yeah. God is so good.
All right. Next question.
Now, how you going to top that? What's your name, sweetheart? Where are you from?
Kimberly from Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
Okay, so I wrote this question in, but I don't know if you saw it. It's a little old, but I want to still have your take on it. So I have a friend. I'll call her Rose. And she has a friend, Dorothy. Who?
I smell what you're stepping in.
Was
I got
dealing
you.
With this guy named Stan. So Stan gave Dorothy an STD. So, yeah. So
that's that smell and taste.
Some
we can't.
Can y'all believe that shit? Anyway, let her finish.
Are you honestly serious right now?
So Dorothy found it in her heart to forgive Stan, and they made it work.
Did she?
And Rose eventually found out from her friend Sophia that Blanche, who was messing with Stan.
God damn.
Girl, you just introduced three
names. Blanche Woodstock? Where the fuck was that?
Bullshit.
No. Blanche gave Stan this STD intentionally to break up to break up Dorothy and Stan.
How the fuck did you miss this?
So,
you know what? I thought you was bullshitting.
No.
I thought that shit was a lie, dead ass. And you really came here and repeated it, so it must be true.
Yeah. This is fucking fantastic. This is awful, but it's like...
No, nigga, you hype. You done kicked up and everything.
So I was wondering if it's worth it for Rose to mention it to Dorothy, or it's just to let well enough alone considering everything is...
Do you want the good advice or the real advice?
You from Brooklyn too? Look, and I was right. She said, hell yes. Bitch, you guessed it. Yeah, absolutely. What?
Or you could mind your business. Or Rose could mind her business.
Right. Oh my God. No, it's not me.
And stay all the way out of that shit. Like, that would really be, that would truly be the mature thing to do. Especially since they've already decided that they're going to see. For whatever reason, surely only Jehovah God knows why you would agree to stay with a man who gave you, you know, an itchy coochie. But that's your business. They've already decided they're going to work through it and stay together. So to bring it up now is just bringing up mess where it doesn't need to be brought up.
Right.
But, I mean, you could do it because it would be funny as hell.
Yeah. So...
Somebody has got to answer for this shit. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
What kind of frame of mind do you have to even be in where you're like, you know what?
I'll take that close.
I'm going to give this nigga VD so that they... Ooh.
First of all, you acquired it. And then you were like, you know what I should do? Pass it along. And then chose a target deliberately. It's a lot of levels of ho shit in this story. And I personally have never ventured quite
that
far down.
That's a different kind of evil. She probably designed the dress.
You gonna keep on bringing up the dress and it's gonna smite your ass again.
Hey, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Camille, originally from California.
Hi.
Hey, y'all. I go to school in D.C., so I didn't like I love y'all, but I wouldn't come all the way from California.
No, girl, we get it.
No, shit. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway.
Nobody would.
Okay, so.
Well, thank you for saying that directly to our face.
Okay.
Faces.
My question is, like, way lighter than that. I know that Kid Fury is, like, a connoisseur of Disney songs and Disney movies.
Okay.
So I want to know, you know, because it's been on my heart. I just want to know, like, what is your favorite Powerline song from the Goofy movie? I know mine, and I want to know yours. And could we maybe get like a little snippet? Because you got the vocals. Don't act like you don't.
He can sing. He really can sing. He be bullshitting.
These are lies. Listen,
bitch. All right, you better lie to somebody who don't know.
I'm on my Mariah Carey today. I don't have it. I can't. It's not up in here.
But the difference is that Mariah will still.
Yeah, if y'all have the song, I can
let
just
me not.
Mouth the words. Eyes to Eyes is the best song to me. I know, what's the other one called?
The Stand Up.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one, but Eye to Eye. It was so... It was so reminiscent of like a Beyonce concert. Mm-hmm.
Y'all should go to Denver.
Maybe Miguel. It was just like, you know, the mamas were there.
She was the best part because she really came like in the big bubble and was like, I'm about to give it to y'all.
Right.
This is what you came for.
They danced like Tinashe or Tinashe.
Right,
how you
right,
say
right.
it? Tinashe.
Now you know. It ain't Tinashe?
I don't.
All right.
She's the crystal light of Beyonce's.
One of them. I don't know. She likes it.
That's what she gets for retweeting that bullshit. Can my mic be turned up a little bit, please? The dress is hating. Well, okay, so yeah, Eye to Eye is my favorite. If we listen to each other. I can't
Come on,
do it.
I'm going
to
get you on backup. You ready?
We got you. We got you.
Come on, we're going to get you on backup. We got you.
Come on.
If we listen to each other's hearts,
find and never go fall. They got it.
And maybe love is the reason why. The first time ever was seeing things eye to eye.
Hey guys, these days most of us need a website, whether it's for business or personal use, but most of us also don't really know how to build one or don't have the time to do it. Thankfully, now we have Squarespace. You can head over to squarespace.com. That's the place to go when you need a website that works great and looks great. Squarespace 7 also now integrates with Google Apps, so you can use a Squarespace site as your productivity hub, and they've even partnered with Getty Images so you can take care of all your stock image needs in the same place that you manage your site. Even with all these new features of Squarespace 7, it's still only $8 a month, and you guys will also get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. You can start your free trial now and start building your website today. Make sure you use offer code READ, that's R-E-A-D, to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for our show. Again, that's squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. Now, let's get back to our two-year anniversary show.
The one I introduced them to is gay. And he asked me, how can he make it worth with one of my best friends? He recently found out that his pictures were found out on those that Tumblr where, you know, you submit, you know, gay men submit each other.
What is that about? I know what you're talking about.
Gay men got a Mean Girls Tumblr for nudes.
Yeah, they have a Mean Girls Tumblr. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So he's saying, how does he come back from that? To make it with one of my best friends to date him.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
He's basically he's saying, how does he come back from that?
From being on the Tumblr nude.
Yeah, to date him, yeah.
This ain't nowhere near my level.
You know. Hey, so. I don't know.
This is just, I mean, what can you even do other than be like...
Was his face in it?
His face, his ass, everything was in it.
Okay, mistake one. So here's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't, no face, no tattoos.
No
deny,
scandal.
Deny, deny.
Every
I don't know.
Time.
I don't know how it works. I just would, I don't know. Like, but, listen, I'm personally a person that just feels like sexual energy isn't that big a fucking deal anyway. I think you have to be a fucking terrible person to intentionally put somebody out there like that, or I don't know, give them gonorrhea.
Yes, that would be
so
fucked up.
I don't know. I guess the only thing I could say was to not associate yourself with people that would do things like that or would keep up that kind of mess. I don't know.
Well, my best
or
friend
not
is like,
send photos of yourself.
Once you're on the, he says, once you're on the Tumblr, he doesn't want to talk to you. So, and like, he
does
like,
this happen so frequently that he has to have a rule?
Wow.
What kind of lives do y'all lead?
Why is he acting like Tumblr is like a bulletin board for the KKK or something?
Won't all of y'all log off these apps for a little while and enjoy life? Go outside and have you some sunshine. Goddamn, this is just. The fuck? I wish I would give that much of a fuck about a
Tumblr. I know you didn't just
Tumblr.
Say go outside.
Well, I mean, not in this shit. You know, go
Reel
outside
it back
in May.
In. Yeah, you know, if you live in like a normal place.
I don't know. This is mess. Good luck.
Be there for your nude friend. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, and my name is Kiki. Location.
Hi, Kiki.
Hi, Kiki. I'm from the Bronx. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Stand up.
We're going to get right. Somebody from Staten Island.
Oh. All right, so.
Wow, and there they go.
All both of you.
Y'all right. Either got to spend the night or what? Ice skate back? Shit.
Well, thanks for coming.
All right, I'm going to make a long story short.
Please.
Thanks.
I'm kidding. I'm
no,
joking.
No, it's okay. This just happened like yesterday, too.
Wound still fresh.
I work in a mostly like kind of male dominated work environment.
Oh, okay.
And
so you work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, we were just talking, we was outside, we was getting ready to go, you know, home, and we was talking about dick pics out of nowhere, whatever.
You know,
so,
casual conversation.
Just something casual.
This was at work.
This is after work.
So, but at work.
Yes, ma'am. So me being...
so this ain't Judge Mathis.
So, you know,
you giving me a little Maybelline over there.
So, you know, me being like, you know, the innocent person I am, I was like, y'all don't know my life. Y'all don't know me. So I was like, girl. I never received one. I was like, I never received a dick pic before in my life. So this one dude, you know, he was like, oh, you never had one? I'm going to be texting you later. Now, I looked at him as like the homie because, like, you know, I'm kind of new and like I'm kind of young. I thought he was like, you know, like a homie, like a brother.
Of course you did.
So then yesterday, I'm doing my job, minding my business, and I get bing. And
no problem.
There it was. And it was very distinct. It had like some features to it.
What?
He don't listen anyways, but I'm a...
Sure he doesn't listen.
I deleted it. He has some distinctive tattoos of like a...
Bitch, did you ask to see it?
No, what I did was...
I hate you.
He has tattoos on his dick.
Asante is the worst.
No, what happened... Go I didn't home. Really ask, right? But I kind of was like, you know, like laughing it off, like... But he sent it, and... He has a distinctive tattoo of a certain particular Disney character. So the nose, he's a real boy. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Pinocchio?
Minute. And she set me up. She was,
I'm going home.
She was actually the first person over here. She was like, I'm going to come to your side. And I was like, oh, okay. She set me up.
This is like revival, and I feel like a...
So, wait, hold on. For the people, wait. You can't just drop... You can't no toss no grenade.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, let's just... Oh, Jesus. Let's get on the same page.
Okay,
so
yeah.
You're saying that this man sent you a photo of his genitals and he has a tattoo down there with which to simulate the nose of Pinocchio with his penis.
Yes. He told many lies. This is too much information.
Well, come on with it.
But that is just
it
so
can't
fitting.
Possibly get on the any stranger than that.
On his stomach, it says, I cannot tell a lie. On the stomach. Yo, y'all might...
But of course you can while your dick is hard.
You know something? This is what I feel like needs to happen from you, right? Like,
I feel
just
disrespectful.
I would just have, like,
this
ignored him. And when you go to work again, I would be like... let me talk to you for a second. Okay, so first of all, please, I don't want to see your penis.
He told me don't act weird. He was like, you better not act weird. And then he said,
the weird thing is, hey, you have sent me an unsolicited penis.
How are you going to tell me not to act weird?
It is covered in a Walt Disney character. You are a grown-ass man.
He's a daddy.
With a wooden boy tattoo above your penis. Don't you ever in your goddamn life send me another photo of anything. Ever. You should be... He should be apologizing to you.
That's real.
First of all, just by... Because I don't understand why men... And men do this like... all the time. They do it to us too, but most of the time we're like, but I'm kidding. No, but I'm surprised by how many men
look
do this to women. We've had questions from women before at the show. They're like, what do you do when a nigga just sends you a picture of his dick? Like, and you didn't ask for it. You literally were just like, I'm about to eat some cereal. And then there was a dick.
Like, what do you do then? Like, how do you react? Because it has to be awkward for you to have just been like, oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, dick. You know, it's like, what do you do now?
It was in the middle of the day. It was just like, I was doing my job, doing my work. Next thing I'm like,
no. This is outrageous, first of all. Like, just the fact that this is happening
I'm so
from a
sorry,
coworker
but
is ridiculous.
What?
I'm sorry.
Like, we're coming. But what?
I missed something.
I would actually have to tell him that, like, we can't speak to each other anymore.
No, but he's really
like,
cool, though.
Sweetheart.
Girl! Do you want the dick pics or not?
I don't want it. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Shit.
Go on. It's out of my hands.
Oh, he about to Iyanla your ass.
It's out of my hands now.
This is how it starts. Okay.
Get her.
What we're at is called a red flag. Okay. Now the flag is red because it has to be a big old bright color so that you know, hey, I'm gonna stop right here and not, this is a sign that shit ain't right. Any man that would take a child cartoon and turn his penis into it shouldn't be a part of your life.
And that's dead ass. I mean,
good luck.
That nigga got a lot of fucking audacity to call you weird or tell you not to react weird. Like, nigga, which one of us has a little boy tattooed on our dick?
And which tattoo artist was like, oh yeah, all right.
Fuck out
hey,
here.
Friends, what's
I'm
your
weird?
Name?
You got a puppet on your dick.
The fuck? Ugh.
Can everyone, can we, okay. Hi, my name is Killian.
Hey, Killian. That's the name of my high school.
Okay.
Fuck it, child. But you're nice.
My question is, I recently moved here from Texas, so I've kind of, hi.
What part of Texas?
I'm from River Oaks, so it's like in Prior Oaks, if you guys have heard the Drake song.
All right.
That's where I'm from.
I don't know how you made it all the way over here. Shit, the niggas out there, good Lord. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
what?
Part of my question is, part of the segment is Black excellence, and I consider myself Black and excellent.
Damn right.
Okay.
So I guess what I wanted to ask, and I'm going to make it really quick, is I've recently met someone who is white and financially excellent.
Okay. Amen.
He knows the answer.
If your credit score.
This bitch got a standing ovation. A standing ovation. Like, I am done. I have logged out.
Yes. The number one thing you need in a man in New York is some motherfucking money.
So I wanted to know, at what point am I not excellent if he is inherently racist and likes to say expletives? So I
sat your asses right back down, didn't you?
Y'all went up for that white man not 30 seconds ago. That'll teach you.
So
that'll learn your ass is good.
You see where my ass was? Right here.
Sitting
in this
right
seat.
Here because I done rolled this game before, so bitch. I know how this go.
So do I get my check?
You know what we're going to say to you, Killian.
I feel like I should get my check. Like,
hold on now.
Yeah.
When you say that he's racist, is he like saddling you up and calling you nigga?
He said that he's racist. We're finished.
I mean, but how racist? Wait a minute. How rich?
Like, pays bills, gives you allowances.
I mean, but pays bills where? Where's his apartment?
His apartment is in Park
Allowances? You're not one of Will and Jada's kids.
Hold on, where did you say where?
He lives in Park Ave. And I met him. He works at City. So I feel
Look at the niggas like, oh, okay. Oh,
so
my.
Now, how racist was it?
Like, well, you know, niggas just a word. Like,
how
it's
racist?
New York. It's fucking New York. We are so poor that we are ready to be called niggas for our rent to be paid. God damn.
Like, I'm sitting here really thinking about it. I'm going to have to let you know. So what, how racist is he to your face?
I'm a Southern Belle. I'll just say, like, he does like to say the N-word, and he thinks, like, since we're together, he gets
okay,
the pass.
No, I'm sorry. I was hoping you was going to say, like, he votes Republican or, you know, some kind of diet racism that I can swallow easy. I can't deal with no white man calling you nigga and laying down next to you in bed at night. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. You can't do that, not even for money. Think about the ancestors. Think about if the ancestors was here right now looking at your black ass. Like, really, in 2015, we free, and you gonna sit up here and let this...
And furthermore, if you want to find someone who can take care of you, there are plenty of people who are financially excellent that aren't bigots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you want to do, that's, like, I don't feel no kind of way about that. But I don't understand why you would allow someone to do that, knowing damn well it's wrong. And furthermore, then looking at you like... Like, he can't possibly have any respect for you if he knows that he can disrespect you like that and get away with it.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, me personally. I'm not going to judge you. I know that if I was dealing with anybody, listen, I would get on the 2 train and start dancing like Sierra before I have a nigga paying my
rent. And that's dead ass serious. That man don't respect you if he would even ask. No.
I'll do the whole goodies video on the fucking A-Train before, bitch, all right, well, but I love you.
And I know how hard it would be to give up an apartment, much less one on Park Avenue. Bitch, might not, could not be me. You know, the Lord will only put you through what he know you can handle. And God know not to set my black ass up in no apartment on Park Avenue.
I started
something strange to keep that shit.
I first moved here, I started thinking of, like, dead presidents, set it off. Anyway.
Right.
That, you know, sometimes you just, you know, hey,
well,
you gotta live somewhere.
Let's not get started on rent prices here. We'll be here all fucking day because everybody in here got a testimony. So.
But it's bad enough that you could just, I don't know, get choked to death for nothing. I don't know why you would.
Let's not.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Ian. I'm from Connecticut.
Hi.
Hey, Ian from Connecticut.
I just wanted to see if you guys wanted to play a game of Fuck, Marry, or Kill. I wrote this in a while ago.
Okay.
Crystal, you look scared.
I mean, because that's a scary game.
This is different. We've never done that before. Go for it.
Okay.
I like it.
So, Fury, fuck. Oh. J. Cole or Frank Ocean?
Okay, wait. I thought that the game
was. That's
went
not how Fuck, Marry, Kill goes.
I thought that's, you're supposed to name 3 people.
That's it. That's it.
And say fuck, marry, kill.
This is a survey.
See, you can't be remixing it, trying to. Nope. All right.
Okay, then I'll change it. I'll change it. Fuck, marry. I had some good ones for kill too.
Right, bet you did.
You thought
okay,
you was slick.
So fuck, marry, kill. J. Cole, Frank Ocean, or Drake.
I know where this is going. Oh, I know where this is going.
I'm going to fuck, marry, kill. Okay, I would fuck Drake. Just because I'm curious as to, like, what happens after. The sex part, I don't give a fuck. I'm curious.
Drake has the highest net worth. Why wouldn't you marry him?
Oh, who the fuck wants to be stuck?
You don't be thinking.
Listen, I have always been the person who wants to make, like, I've never ever thought about what a partner makes at the bank, because regardless of whether you make more or less or the same amount of me, I'm gonna take care of me. So I don't need, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how much motherfucking money Drake, if I have to spend the rest of my life with this nigga, like, reciting hymns and all kinds of writing fucking fables and shit, bitch, I don't wanna, like, anyway.
Shit, I sure do give a shit with you.
I'll fuck Drake only because I'm interested in what happens after the sex. Like, is it, like, crying? Is it, like,
it's cuddling,
like,
I know
Steel Magnolias? I feel like there's a T involved. That's what I would do. I would marry Frank and kill J. Cole.
Okay.
What?
Didn't see that shit coming, did you?
Since when?
Well, you know, I just feel like I'm
whenever
I'm
you
at
got
a point
to
in my life, I think I'm at a point in my life where I need to go browner. I need to just try.
I agree.
Something a little bit browner. It's just, you know.
Cause you're light skin, you know.
All right. So
your light skin run is,
hey, mind all right. your business.
All right.
I just feel like I need like a bronzer situation. Yeah, and plus J. Cole said all 350 of those faggots
on
the last album that he had. And that just made me sour, and I don't know if he goes to the barber anymore. I don't know. But, you know, forever, I'll always, you know, it's not him, it's me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Oh. Janelle Monáe. Joan Smalls in the Beyonce video, or Brittany Griner?
Have you met a lesbian? No, bitch, that's not fair. Let me do yours.
So, that... I don't...
Bitch, what? You know you want to say Britney.
I mean, obviously, but I just, like, Joan Smalls is just, like, so... I don't even know what to do with that. That is just so random to me, I guess. I mean, I don't want to say I would kill her because she seems like a sweet girl, but I mean, like, I would marry Janelle Monáe just because I can't sleep with Janelle Monáe. I'm not attracted to her. And then also that would just be so... I kind of feel like... You know, part of my soul is like, you know, like hers. Like, like we kind of belong in each other's lives, like friends. Whatever, bitch, this is real. So anyways, I would just marry her because I feel like, you know, we would just have a great vibe and it would just like not be a gay thing, but it would just be like a friend thing. Anyway, it would be dope. We would redefine marriage.
You see what you did?
I mean, you clearly did not know what to do with this.
It should have been Brittany Griner, Queen Latifah in Living Single.
Or what's Raven Simone's girlfriend name?
Ooh.
Asmarie.
That's the one. We remixed hers. I'm so sorry. Go for it. Asmarie, Raven's baby daddy, Queen Latifah in Living Single, because you know she was good for a jersey.
Yeah.
Or Brittany Griner. Fuck, marry, kill, go.
Okay. I'm going to marry Queen Latifah on Living Single because... Bitch was a business owner.
Khadija.
And... I'm a fuck Asmarie because Asmarie is fine as hell. And I have to let Brittany Griner go because Brittany Griner... Right. Now listen, of course in the last scenario I would have fucked Brittany Griner because look at who he put me with. Like, come on. But Brittany Griner's fiance, did y'all watch them on Say Yes to the
Here
Dress?
We go.
She has colored contacts. And y'all know how I feel. So ever since then, I've just been feeling real distant towards Brittany. And I just don't know if what we have is meant to be. Because I really take that seriously. And for her to disrespect me like that... I mean, it's one thing to marry some girl, even a straight girl. I mean, do what you want to do, but...
It's just how I felt about, you know, me and Jermaine. You know, sometimes you just reach the end of the road with people.
I mean, but
that's
I
That's what Cynthia said to me.
I hate to say kill, but, you know, eliminate. I would say that. So,
oh, girl, it's just
thanks for diking that up for me. I appreciate you, Kid Fury. Thanks for your question. Who's next? Over here.
Raven's girlfriend
is so, so fun.
Woo! Hey, what's your name? Where
Why
are you
do
from?
We always
Hi,
have
my name's Erin.
Fun.
I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hi!
Oh, hey. 954.
Yeah, it's 954. And I'll see y'all at Sweet Heat, too.
All right!
I'll see y'all.
So we all
fuck, marry, or kill.
We're all gonna be there.
Okay.
So my question is quick and easy. It's also in the same like Disney state of mind. That's like the theme for tonight, apparently.
Please.
Since
apparently.
No, dicks involved. No dicks involved. So you and Crystal seem to have like differing opinions on like Disney movies. So my question is, what are your top three animated Disney movies? And what Disney movie did you just not see it for? Each of you.
Top three.
And
that's very difficult.
I didn't see it for Pinocchio at all. So we all can hate Pinocchio it. Together.
Well, girl, I mean, who really was like, man, this is gripping?
Number one is definitely The Lion King.
Yes!
Bitch, that's what I was going to say.
That's everybody's fucking
I think that's everybody's number one.
It's just classic. I remember sitting in the theater watching The Lion King, and we went inside like three different times. Like,
yeah.
I just remember my daddy being so excited that it was like black, and it weren't even really black, you know?
I just remember having a crush on Jason Weaver, and he was Simba's singing voice.
Yes.
And I just,
oh, that was Marcus from Smart
yes,
Guys.
Yes, bitch, and I bought the Lion King soundtrack off of BMG when you could send like 11 cents and get 10 albums. And I bought the Lion King soundtrack and wore that shit the fuck out. I have to say Tiana, just because she's the first black Disney princess. Even though I have some issues with her movie, I do enjoy Princess and the Frog overall. Like, you just wish, you know, she was human for the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they had given her a story where she was, you know,
I agree,
a person for the whole time.
The Princess and the Frog was going
but
to
the
be
movie
the
is good. Like, I like it. It's very cute. So I have to put Tiana in my top three. No, I know you're not. What's your number two?
I'm not going to give it to that one because she was the first black princess and all of that. And she looked like an Ikonone Rose, too, and everything. But I might give it to Cars, just because, what?
No,
Cars.
That's not classic. That's
what?
Not no, before Pixar.
It's a
like,
long-ass Chevron commercial.
No. She's saying classic
like,
Disney movies.
Like
oh, classic,
Aladdin.
Classic ones.
I'm going to have to say The Little Mermaid, because that one.
Yes.
I just love the fucking Little Mermaid.
Okay, so we're the same. Okay, so number one for me is Lion King. Two is I'm bullshitting.
Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast.
I'm bullshitting. Like, Alice in Wonderland is actually my favorite movie.
It would be with your pothead ass. And I know I'm not one
for yours, nigger information. It was my favorite movie forever before I discovered the beauty of cannabis. Yeah, so those three, Lion King, Alice, and The Little Mermaid. And then I just don't see it for Cars. But I also didn't like The Princess and the Frog because it was just so like Tyler Perry.
I'm
not
gonna
like
have
the
to
premise.
Say Bambi just well, because no child should be fucked up
no,
like that.
But then Bambi got Who? Shot.
Oh, you know what? No, not fucking Bambi because Bambi fucked me up so much that I actually blocked that out of my memory for a long ass time.
Yeah,
I think my
that?
Mama was like concerned about me. The fucking Fox
me
and
too.
The Hound.
Oh,
when them good. Niggas fell out. Had a young thug on the fucking floor when the Fox and the Hound. Do you remember that shit? When them
Do
niggas
I remember
grew up-
the motherfucking Fox and the Hound? I'm the one who remembers all of this shit. What are you talking about? Mahalia Jackson was the voice of the owl, Big Mama.
All right. Okay,
Big Mama
you
looked
remember.
Just like Phaedra's mama. Have you ever noticed? The owl from the Fox and the Hound looks just like Phaedra's mama.
I don't like movies that fuck with my emotions, and I was too little to process the heartbreak of them niggas, because, you know, I had a best friend. So just the thought of us, like, over some bullshit, it hurt. It's still, honestly, I mean, I'm getting choked up. So I just can't, it's not that I don't fuck with that movie. I just can't watch it again.
It
like,
deep.
Up.
It was deep.
Fucking
for
up.
Disney.
I watched
Disney
Up
deep.
In the theater. Do you know?
Up was a good
nigga,
movie.
I have never cried uninterrupted for so long.
Do you wanna build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. She would break down and ball. No, not that car, but you would cry.
He's
over
being
the song.
A dick munch because he knows that song makes me cry. That scene on Frozen when Elsa is just like,
I never see you anymore.
Anna is just like,
It was like, well, girl, white girl, go make some more friends. Like, damn, bitch, why are you so dependent on your one, like, lonely-ass sister? Like, girl, motherfucker, if you don't go and find a companion,
I mean, she was like four.
The animals talk and shit. Like, girl, go make a forest friend. What the fuck is her problem?
Anyway, thank you for that question.
Thank you, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Asia from New Jersey.
Hi.
I'm really nervous, so forgive me. Let's cut it off.
But you didn't get a cartoon dick too, did you?
No.
Okay,
actually,
great.
I have a, am I wrong for this question?
Okay.
If you have to ask.
Hold on. Do you think you're wrong for this?
No, I absolutely think that I'm justified in what I want to do, but my sister thinks I shouldn't do it, so I figured we come to the experts.
All right.
Don't look like you're not looking at me. You with me, bitch.
Oh, your sister's here.
Yes.
Oh, sister, come on down.
No, it, wait.
Yes!
Let her get it out. Okay, so come on. What is it?
Okay. So... the guy that I was just messing with, like, he had a really, really good job, but I didn't like him. But I, you know, you gotta.
I understand.
I'm underemployed. So he would buy Magnums, but he did not need Magnums. Like, he had like a whole lot of room in the tip. So.
What do you do in that situation? Do you knot it up at the base or?
Well, I never had sex with him sober, so, you know, you just go along with the shit because you know you're about to get a bill paid.
Sounds like a great way to get pregnant.
Anyway.
Come on.
No, we didn't do that.
Come on, girl.
No, because I really don't like him like that. Ew, Crystal.
What's the problem?
So here's the thing. I love Instagram and making little memes. So I want to take... Wait, y'all... I want to go to the supermarket and get like a big ass cucumber and get like a zucchini and roll a Magnum on there and be like, how it should look when you should wear a Magnum. I wasn't going to tag him or
nothing. Now listen.
So I am wrong for that.
Listen.
Girl.
I'm all for some petty shit. But the issue here is, I thought you were gonna maybe say that there was already a real funny meme and you just wanted to post it, but you maybe thought, going through all of that, when you could just be like, here's the box that you should purchase. Like,
yeah, that's way shadier. Just buy him a pack in the real size and be like, you can quit fronting and let that be that. It's no point putting it on Instagram for what? So nobody can get it but you and him?
I thought it would just
then you don't get to see the humiliation on his face. So what the fuck is the point? Do it in person and clown him with the smaller car. What you mean? Right. No. You want to be bold on Instagram, but you can't be bold in real life?
He's not on social media.
I ain't got time for that.
He's not on social media.
He's okay. Not on
he's
social
not,
media.
No.
So
he's
what
not
do
on
you
social,
get
so
from
what
this?
Is the point?
Funny.
Girl, find something to do.
I don't have nothing to do.
That is crazy.
Just tell that nigga to buy the damn condoms he wears.
Shit. Okay. Thank you.
The fuck?
You're welcome. Condoms slipping off and shit. You wasting time. He jeopardizing your motherfucking health. That shit gonna end up, you gonna have to be like, shit, get it out because I don't know where it done fell off where you should communicate with him. Oh, we on this side. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Odochi.
Where you from?
Hi.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
So I have a question about a white friend of mine who, she's really great. I love her. Like, you know, she's a great person.
Here come the bullshit.
So she's one of those white women who's like really into blackness, like black men, black culture and all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having appreciation and all that stuff.
No, right.
However, like her birthday was a few weeks ago. We went out. She was drunk. And we were in the taxi coming home. It's me and another black girl who's her one of her close friends. Her in the taxi going to her house.
Oh, no.
They were talking about something. I'm on my phone. They're like real drunk. I'm just like chilling. She says something to her. She's like, I heard her like whisper like, "Come on, nigga." And I was like, "Whoa!" And I wasn't sure. I was like, she whispered it, and the girl sitting next to her. So I was like, if she said it, then obviously this black woman next to her would have been like, "What?" And then she just keying next to her, like, okay. So then I was like, well, maybe she didn't. Like, maybe I was just confused. And then we get to her house, and, like, she has two cats, and one of them is all black. Her cat... Her cat's name is Nick. And I never...
Wait. Hold on. The cat's name is N-I-G Nig?
It's just Nig.
You know, white people, you could just be regular racist. You don't have to try this hard. You could just skate in at entry-level racism and you would be just fine.
What was your name again?
Odochi.
Sweetheart, you told me that a white woman owns a black cat named Nig?
Yes. And when we got to the house, like, I've been to her house.
Thank you so much for your question. I got everything
Thanks,
I
girl.
Needed from that. I feel like given prior conversation, you kind of already know where we would go with that anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know whether like to be pissed or laugh till I die, because that is so fucked up that it is hilarious. There is a white woman who owns a black
in
cat
this fucking city
named Nick.
Every day, that white woman comes home to her black cat and says, "What's up, my nig?" You know she does. That is the only reason she named it that. White people, you don't have to be this dedicated to racism.
So, like, I was there, and I was just like, I gotta go home. I was just, it was too much. She was drunk. Black girl was drunk. They were talking about doing other stuff. I was like, all right, I'm leaving. I got a taxi home, and so I was just like, I was asking my friends, should I just stop talking to her completely? Or...
Why the fuck do y'all be asking this? No. Like, okay, no.
Thank
because, you.
Know,
I was
gonna, row your boat. Sweetie, listen. What's your name? Orochi.
Oh, no. Odochi.
Ogochi.
Ogochi. Do. Like, Odochi.
Ogochi.
Got it.
Do.
Baby girl, listen.
There we go. Beloved.
Someone has expressed blatant racism in your presence.
Could not
that
be.
Means that they do not respect you, period.
At
whether
all.
It's subconscious or not. I would never be around someone and intentionally disrespect who they are as a person, whether it is race, age, sexuality, whatever. If I, like, you have to not give a fuck about you, your bloodline, bitch, your motherfucking feelings. And then what tops it off is that to twist the knife some more, the bitch got a black cat and named it Nig. Thank you so much for participating tonight.
Yeah, girl. Thanks for sharing.
That
your laugh.
Was fucking hilarious.
We all
hilarious.
Appreciated it. Of course you're not talking to no damn white bitch who named her cat Nig and said nigga in your presence.
I'm picturing it because cats to me always have an attitude. Like all of them. Like cats are just rude. They're so fucking full of themselves. So I'm picturing this all black cat named Nig.
Right.
Just walking around the house all the time like, nigga, fuck your shit, nigga. Like, just like.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if
I
you watching Law and Order, bitch.
I hope that cat understands and is mad.
Right.
Okay, let's cut off the questions right here.
Yeah, everyone who's standing up is the rest of the questions. Let's, hey, what's
Hi.
Your name?
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm from Brooklyn. Woo woo! Yeah, so my
And you said, fuck the snow. I'm going to wear that crop top, bitch. I earned it. It's my fucking stomach. And I'm
going
to show
mad
it
at
out.
You. Not even mad.
I ain't mad at all because Lord knows I would be doing the exact same shit. Shit, fuck around. Anyway,
I can't wait.
I have a lot of layers on back there.
No, girl, I'm saying
you don't right
like,
now, but
do you? I love it.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. So first off, I love you guys. I love the show. I listen every single week. All my friends listen, my boyfriend listen, everyone. Like, we're dedicated.
Thanks.
Thank you for strapping them all down in a chair and forcing them.
So can you imagine if somebody did this?
It's not
for the
weekend.
No. They love it now, but.
No,
like,
thank
yeah.
you. For
yeah. yeah. So anyway, my question is really short and quick. Would you guys ever consider doing like a lot, like a TV show, like making The Read on TV, having it? Like, you know, something like that.
I think we're both people that are open to all kinds of stuff, but we won't just do it to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah. you know, we thought of doing lots of things with this show. And we, you know, just we have to make sure we don't like to put out half-assed shit. We're both people that would. I mean, I don't know why y'all listen to this. To me, this shit is half-assed all the time because it's literally just two niggas sitting talking shit all day. But
you have to wait till it feels right and not necessarily go with the first opportunity that comes your way.
Right.
You know, just feel it out and figure out what it is you want to do. Like, neither one of us wants to do anything that we don't feel like we have control over. And that's one great thing about podcasting. It's so new that the show is really ours and we have complete creative control over it. When you get into television and working with other people, you start to lose some of that. Okay. And you that's know right. how I am. It's going to be very difficult to put me on TV because I be telling the truth about white people and they do not be trying to hear all that. So, you know, but we'll figure it out, girl. Let the Lord's will be done.
Okay, and one more quick thing. Crystal, I loved your twerk session when you first came in here. And
oh, well, that's
out.
Because this hood rat had the music playing.
Okay,
so.
Well, no, I am a hood rat.
And I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi. Hey,
you want
she can hold it, Dusty.
What's it, what, God damn it, you want to hold the mic? What do you want to do?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Courtney from Detroit.
And from Detroit.
Look.
See, now y'all friends.
No wonder y'all got into
you
it.
You see that?
Aggressive as fuck.
Okay. So if you could only listen to, for like, the rest of your life, music from one
Beyonce,
year. No, music.
Let her finish.
All right.
Music from one year, what would it be?
For example,
I choose 1996, Genuine, Jay-Z, Nas.
Okay.
Your turn.
I get it.
That was a good ass question.
What year did The Baddest Bitch come out?
1999.
I'm gonna also have to go with 99 just because that was also during really the best part of the Southern rap movement. And niggas was, like, basically everybody in Louisiana was blowing the fuck up. And that shit was everything. So, I mean, Back That Ass Up is my class song. So, I'm not joking with you. That's a fact. As we voted, that's my class song. So
we're never going to get back to the 90s. Or if we do, it'll be a while.
But you know what? That's how our parents feel about the 70s. And that's how these 90s babies are gonna feel about whatever you call this shit, the aughts.
I feel though like the 90s was the last, the last decade where people were like, you need talent to do this. After that, like
the
mid 2000s, like, okay, no shade. Britney Spears and all those people, when they came in, it just kind of, because Britney was like cute and Mickey Mouse and they're like great pop records and stuff. I feel like that whole time when pop just kind of became about like the beat and the music video, that it just went to hell from there. So now you can just say, bitch, you guessed it, woo. You was right. Hit.
Like, millions.
And I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Migos. I don't know what the fuck they're saying half the time that they're saying it. But
we know.
You know.
If you was listening to Migos for the lyrics, you wouldn't be listening to Migos. So we know you don't know what they saying.
If I had to pick an era.
Or actually, Migos, is they're young Shakespearean. You won't be a freak no more.
She's
I've heard
lost.
Migos.
She's lost.
Many, many
She's
times.
She's lost.
I just don't like the sound that they create. Why is this so offensive?
They changed the game.
Bitch, how? How?
Okay.
They brought you classics. Instant classics.
What? Instant.
All right.
Have you heard Freak No More? Just print out the lyrics. It's serious.
Freak No More?
She doesn't want to be a freak no more. For so many reasons.
That misogynistic shit? Do you want me to quote the lyrics to Freak No More?
She doesn't want to. She came in the house. She did the dishes.
I don't know what the fuck to tell these strippers. They don't have a house.
And
they
don't have a vehicle.
And they don't. I know so many strippers with no car. I'm just saying.
I'm going to go with 99.
They're giving you the honest, you're so lost. But it's all right. Like, you'll come around.
Thank you.
The 90s.
Hi. I'm Alistair and... from Staten Island.
I like your name.
Thank you.
There's no sense.
You should be proud to say that you came from wherever.
No.
Because I've proud to never be from... been there.
That floating garbage barge, no. That floating garbage barge, no. it's terrible.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So
I said Staten Island. I'm from Staten Island.
Oh, you're from Staten Island.
Yes.
Oh, that's impressive.
Do you know the Mob Wives?
My mom does. If that counts.
Really?
Yeah.
Kim Hall introduced me to Drita.
You are a bird.
Drita's a bitch to have on your team, my nigga.
Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering when the DL video... No, I'm just kidding. okay.
Staten Island humor. Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Where's your book club, bitch?
The DL video is about 3 years
old. Fine. We're both behind.
But you're behind her.
Yep.
Words mean things I know. Don't tweet me. I fucking know.
Okay.
He has a question.
Okay. My question is a mess, so bear with me.
All right.
I mean, it's not like Shonda Rhimes.
Look at y'all. Why are y'all
just
like this?
Just go for it.
Yeah, don't judge me.
Please.
I mean, I guess it's mainly for Crystal, but I guess you can try and give your advice too. No, it's...
What is it?
My question is, you constantly kind of talk about how you don't like really... You have a select few people that you experience thirst with, and I was wondering, like, if you've always kind of felt that way, like, not really experiencing thirst.
That I'm not attracted to people?
Yes. I mean, in, like, the nicest way possible, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, have you always felt that way, or was there something that kind of happened? And if you can teach me that, because my thirst is out of control.
Okay, so that really went in a totally different direction from what I was anticipating. So the reason you didn't ask this motherfucker, I caught the shade.
Is it too late to say no shade?
It is.
Oh well.
So...
Sorry, Fury.
The thing is, I've never... So, no, my reason for not being attracted to people, I think, you know, has a few layers to it.
I mean,
first
terrible,
of all, but... I grew up with parents who would, like, gleefully show me pictures of STDs in the encyclopedia and be like, this is what happens when you have sex. So that turns me off from it a lot. Then my parents had a baby when I was 14, so I was in high school with a newborn in the house. That will really make you change your mind about having sex with anybody for a very long time, because babies are so wretched. I mean, like, adorable, but terrible little demons who take all of your time and energy.
There are like two or three pregnant women here.
Right, no, and those are blessings and congratulations. I'm just saying, I personally am thankful the Lord has not yet gifted or afflicted me with one of them. So anyway, but honestly, a lot of what kills my desire to thirst after people is, and I have been, okay, so I've been called crazy for this, so this may sound crazy. But I just think about cleanliness, specifically germs. Ever since on Seinfeld, when Kramer said that taking a bath was like sitting in like a stew full of organisms that were all reproducing, I have thought about that sort of thing. And so just thinking about the number of organisms that exist on or inside.
Do you have to ruin it for the rest of us?
Yes, because he wants to know how I do it. So I think about the number of bacteria and organisms that are on any given person. And then I think about how niggas don't like to wipe their ass good. And God only knows what piss remnants could be there or what secretion somebody might be going through that day.
We get it.
I'm saying by the time I run through all that mentally, I'm ready to be a nun.
You know, so I cannot deal with tasting or putting any nasty. I can't deal with
that. I'm very fastidious about cleanliness, and I feel like most people aren't. So thinking about how dirty I consider the general population to be is enough to kill any sexual desire that I have. Yeah, that might not work for you, but that's my method.
I was going to say I like other guys, so that doesn't
matter. Oh, okay. No, I can't help you.
If you like that, if you look, God, that's even worse. Like, guys, that's 20 times worse. Like, I've said it a million times. You have to beg half of these niggas to wash their scrotums. And they still request to, like, they still want to dip them in your mouth. But you didn't even, but...
Is the smell of musty balls something that's like very distinct?
Clean it. I don't have a problem.
Can you smell musty balls through jeans?
Bitch, can you do what?
How would I know?
Just the talk, I'm starting to itch. Just thinking about it. It's just, I don't even like, I just feel like that's something, you know, like even when you're a baby boy, like you'll like feel yourself in your diaper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you've seen babies with their like, you're just so close. We're
like,
close.
This ain't it. Right.
Why would you not like respect yourself enough to clean it? Like, especially if you want people to taste it. I just don't understand the mind of some of these niggas placing Goofy and Donald and motherfucking Pinocchio and shit on your goddamn dick. Like, you just don't give a fuck.
Nope.
I don't know how we got here.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, can I plug my blog, though?
No.
It's Best of the Read.
PussyOutOfControl.com?
No, it's Best of the Read.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you came Lord, last this year. Is Best of the Read.
And you did this last year, too.
Yeah, sorry.
You started with something.
How did I fall
then...
right again?
You did it again. All right,
Cereal.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for your question. All right.
Oh, my gosh, Zoe Saldana.
Let's wrap it up.
Oh, wait, hold on. I thought this was New Girl for a second.
No.
Hey, girl, what's your name?
Hi. My name's Italia.
What's your name?
Italia.
Oh, I love it.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Hell's Kitchen. And I...
You better say it. She didn't say Manhattan, bitch. She said
Hell's Kitchen. Yes.
Hell's Kitchen. Clinton. You better get it right.
I want to steal this opportunity to ask you, because I'm going to Miami next week, to get out of this mess. And I want, the Read Lonely Planet guide to Miami. Like, I know King of Diamonds. And Bluebell ice cream. Yes.
If you want some ice cream, then eat some Bluebell.
But I want to know anything else I should know about Miami, Trina hotspot. Like, I need to know.
Public.
How you going to send it to the grocery store?
Let me tell you something.
I have heard they have good sandwiches.
All right.
It's just a grocery store.
I can't do too much. Like, okay, well, if you do go to King of Diamonds, like, okay, as long as, like, the smell of, like, weed and Black Miles don't bother you, you know, and just, hey, don't get pregnant. But other than it's like super fun. Everything else I can give you is food. Now you have to go to Publix, get you a sub, get you those Mardi Gras wings. If they're not Mardi Gras wings, it's still chicken, so go for it. But you know, like, those are the ones you specifically want to go for. Publix will also have the Bluebell in their frozen section in their ice cream. Just get whatever you can get. Just, it don't fucking matter. It's going to be delicious. And other than that, I don't know. Get topless and
Enjoy
hey,
yourself.
Don't come back.
Thank you.
Stay on the beach. Shit, I would. Have fun.
I just want to submerge my black ass into the closest warm water that I can. This is some bullshit. And you, like, who is a New York? Who was, like, born and raised here?
Damn. A
How
lot
the
of y'all.
Every year? Just the whole, every single one?
Do y'all know other people don't have to do this? Y'all know it's not like this everywhere.
There's never been a year where God was just like, all right, like, it's, this is just it all the time.
All right.
God
y'all
damn.
Got it.
What's your name?
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm fine.
My name is Elisha. I'm from Harlem.
I love Elisha.
Hi.
So, I have a question about my friend. Hopefully I don't like mix up the fake names I gave her and him.
I hope you don't.
If I do, I'm coming from a good place, so just bear with me.
Hey.
Okay, so I have
you can
this
only
friend,
do your best.
Her name, we can call her Moesha.
I love that y'all
right?
get me.
Okay, so my friend down here and I, we both are mutual friends with Moesha. We all went to high school together.
Okay, Crystal.
And in the first 2 years of high school, Moesha dated this boy named,
Q.
We can call him Q.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they were like inseparable. They were so cute. Everybody loved them together. They were ride or die in 9th and 10th grade.
You gotta get into the specifics because I'm literally thinking of the show right
okay,
now.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So Q, out of nowhere, his family moved to Puerto Rico.
All right.
Right? And that's the only reason why they broke up. I can't remember a distinct reason. Other than that, no cheating or anything. They were very much in love at 15, however much you can be in 15.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Okay, so they kept in contact with one another, but not too much. It kind of like faded in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to like live their separate lives eventually. Now, Q in Puerto Rico worked at a hotel out there.
Uh-huh.
And recently we gave my friend Moesha the idea to go to Puerto Rico for her birthday. So she thought that it would be an awesome opportunity to hit him up for like a hotel deal. We weren't really like trying to be like, oh, let's go find him. It was more like, oh, let's get the deal. You know?
Right.
So she ended up contacting his cousin. Who contacted
I love
him.
Us, man.
Black people like, you know somebody work for a hotel?
Right,
like,
because...
I damn
oh,
so do.
See a man, life. Man, fuck that nigga, bitch. A hotel in Puerto Rico? You come in like we out.
Right. So,
I love it.
It turns out, so she was able to get in contact with Q.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that Q actually moved back to New York like a year ago. And also lives down the block from her house. So, but wait, it gets even better. Q has a girlfriend who lives with him and they've been together for like 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. So, and my friend also was in a very, I want to say strong relationship with somebody for like the past 3-4 years. How long? 3 years. So.
It's the fact checker down here.
Right. I gotta double check the facts. I don't want to get, you know, I
Everybody
want accurate advice
secretary.
Here. So they have been texting back and forth and we kind of initiated, and this is bad on our behalf, but we wanted her to like flirt with him just I know, we were being, because we were bored.
We don't even need mics.
The audience is so banned.
We was like,
the
oh,
the whole
just,
audience.
Sorry, guys. We were bored. And we was like, oh, just, you know, mess with him a little bit.
I understand. That's like
you
logging on the Twitter.
The fuck.
Other people are always being a mess.
Like, ask Only him, you know, like, niggas. See how, you know, ask him to come with us to Puerto Rico since he's here. See how far you can, like, push his buttons. He wasn't really giving in, and he, like, mentioned, oh, well, I don't think my girlfriend would appreciate that, and that's when we decided, okay, let's not do that anymore then.
Yeah.
Let's just go out to Puerto
Rico. Oh, so y'all were, wait, at this point, you knew that he was living here?
Yeah, at this point, we just wanted her to mess with him.
Oh, so you were fucking with him because you knew that he was lying?
No, we felt like he was telling the truth. We was just messing with him just to prolong,
just
I don't know.
Just to mess with him.
Yeah, that was bad on our behalf.
Okay, yes,
I'll
it
admit
was.
That. So, he was still willing to give us the deal. They have continued to flirt after we told her to stop. So they keep flirting.
Okay.
Right? And now Moesha's getting really like annoying because everything Q does, she puts in our like group chat that we have and he could sneeze and she'd be like, oh my God, Q sneezed. I'm so excited. And he's texting me while he sneezed. And yeah, like she puts everything that he does in the group chat and
this
it's
is
very
you.
Annoying.
What? It's gonna be me.
And the thing is, I felt like we kind of started it because we told her to flirt with him.
The fuck kind of life do you think I live?
But at the same time, we kind of...
This is not the Apollo.
And now I know we're wrong.
This is not...
No, no. You see,
we're wrong. I'll admit that.
You... It's kind of like you don't really have too much of a leg to stand on because you did, like... You did kind of encourage her to fuck around with him anyway, even though you knew all of these things. So now that she's being aggravated, like, she's like, she still want to laugh, and y'all are already off that. But see, you started it. You started it. So
I would tell you to tell her annoying ass to shut the fuck up, but it's your fault she's annoying, so you just going to have to deal with it. You created this problem.
So there's no
this
way
is the bed y'all made up, and now y'all going to have to lay y'all asses down in it. You should have never provoked this shit.
Did you get to go to Puerto Rico?
We're actually going soon.
Oh, well,
and
girl,
wait,
who gives
now
a shit?
He's talking about possibly coming with us.
Well, you niggas just had to have a discount.
So
next time y'all pay full price on some shit. No, you won't. And that's why you keep ending up in this shit. Cause you always gotta call the nigga you was fucking with 4 months ago and ask him, can you get a discount? Woo! You niggas is predictable. Good luck.
Well, adios, mi amor.
Okay.
Have fun in Puerto Rico, though. That's going to be fun.
I mean, if you can't have, at the very least, get wasted.
With your friend and her man that she sprung off of who has a girlfriend at home and they stay down the street. There's no way that could end wrong.
Did you have...
There's no way that's going to be a problem. Hi.
Hey.
Our last question...
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Roxy.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
From New Orleans.
Hi.
Oh, hey, New Orleans.
Yes.
It is so good to see you. Roxy was in
improv.
My improv 101
good
class.
To see you.
You were at his class? Oh, right. I remember you.
One of the few black folk in the class.
Oh, you were so good.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Hey, girl. I remember you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for coming.
Of course.
What's your question?
Okay. It's kind of raggedy, so.
Okay.
I have two friends that I work with. And one of them, the girl who I'll call her Rihanna.
Okay.
She had a thing for the guy who I will call Chris Brown.
Okay.
And I told her from the jump, I was like, you know, girl, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think you should do it. But she went on and did it. And, you know, it's been going on for a while. I've just been like, you know, I really just want to mind my business. The less you tell me about this, the better.
Right.
So yesterday we went to happy hour. We're all in education, so we drink a lot. Right.
That's real.
Hey. So very casually, while everyone's inebriated, she tells me, oh, I have to tell you something. But you're going to be mad.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to tell you later. And I'm like, well, no, bitch, you got to tell me now.
Yeah.
So she says, Chris Brown gave me the gift that keeps on giving.
Not the herb.
The herb. Okay.
Damn.
So
I'm never having sex again. Like,
see? You read our inbox, yes, you'll feel just the same way I do about sex. Shit.
My immediate response was, I don't know why you're talking to him, because you can't bring this to my doorstep and expect to live another day.
Right.
But she was like, but no, it's my fault because he told me that he might have it. She let him.
I feel like her right
lie.
There. Right there. She's like.
She says that he told her that there's no way to know for sure. Wait.
Bitch could maybe be open source on your genitals, be a way of knowing.
Because
the fact that them niggas like open and weep.
All of my points.
And that shit.
Chris Brown told Rihanna that there's no way to know for sure until you have an outbreak. To which I said... He is lying to you.
So he said,
until you have an outbreak.
But he thought he might.
But I think I might. She's like, it's my
And
fault.
They still had sex.
And they still had sex unprotected.
Knowing that a condom does not protect against herpes.
I mean, Jesus saved the children.
Girl, you better learn. you can catch herpes even if you use a condom.
So,
you better learn.
She's like younger, so I'm trying to. I know, it's so much.
What are you supposed to do for her?
I'm trying to just be like, this is not a person that you should be with, but I don't know what else to tell her. And it's just on my spirit because I have to see them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All of those
days. So I just need to know, like, how I'm going to deal with this without, A, cussing people out, and B, slapping the shit out people. I just don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm so
girl, you sound so distraught.
I'm distraught. My nigga,
Roxy, I cannot do what you have at all right now. I swear to God. I don't even, like...
What do you say when your friend calls you and says, do you remember the nigga that you told me specifically to keep my vagina away from? I didn't listen to you and now I have herpes.
And I told her, don't talk to him, but he's so supportive. I'm like, you're so fucking stupid. Stop talking to him.
What the fuck?
Is he going to support the cost of the penicillin or whatever it is that you have to...
All I know is that they're just walking
around. What do they do for herpes?
Pray
about it because there's no coming back from that. They haven't cured it yet.
I just don't know. They're just walking around a whole bunch of kids with herpes, and I just don't know.
The fact that she's even coming back to you lets me know that she has no guidance in her life.
She does.
Because you told her specifically not to fuck with this nigga, and she did it anyway. So that's how I know she don't have a mother, father, big auntie, praying grandma, nobody in her life.
It would just have to be like, you know what, Riri, honestly, I hate to say it, I told you the fuck so. Now, what I can do for you here is I can help you Google an ointment.
I can put some ice packs in the freezer for you because I feel like you might need some numbness soon.
We can go on audible.com/3 and look up like some self-help. Some scripture, maybe. Yeah.
Scripture.
I can't do anything else for you.
Jesus is the answer. I keep.
I just.
I mean, you've already given the advice, and she just didn't take it. Like, what else can you even say now? There's nothing you can say that's gonna fix herpes.
Stew in all of your right.
Like the shit.
Like. Just.
So it's okay
no, don't gloat
like,
about it. I mean, the girl has herpes. She suffered enough.
Okay,
she has suffered, right? No,
that's
don't rub
fair.
It
and
in.
She's going to continue to suffer every year.
Yeah, she's going to suffer plenty. Just, you know, I think she learned her lesson.
I don't know, give her a hug and send her about her day. A hug. That's it.
A and good church, like, maybe. Girl.
Like a, you know, you get right. It. You understand me. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I got you.
It'll be all right, boo.
Woo. Thank you, Roxy.
Thank you, girl. Yeah. Thanks, everybody who got up and
goodness,
asked the question.
So good to see her.
That portion of the show is
stay
always
after
bananas.
The show, Roxy. So let's do the read now.
All right. So it's time for our reads. And like I promised, Patricia Arquette is getting this shit this week.
Can I
if
go
you don't,
first?
Huh?
Can I go first?
I mean, I already started. I had my first sentence
I mean, you
done.
Technically didn't start. I just know that it's going to be so much better than mine. And I don't want to feel like the Michelle of the group again.
So you want me to feel
or like
the
Mary sister that, like, you know, that also has a big
just
head like me.
Just go first, since it matters to you.
I want to talk about Michelle Rodriguez now. Oh, if you don't know Michelle Rodriguez, she's the stud from Fast and the Furious, the first one. So she was recently stopped outside of a club or something, and she was asked if it was true that she was playing the Green Lantern. Apparently, there have been rumors that she's playing the Green Lantern, this comic book character.
And she said, no, I think it's crazy. And she says she thinks it's bullshit that my minorities, which is what she did, are stealing white superheroes and that they should just make their own.
Michelle Rodriguez said that? Mexican Michelle Rodriguez?
So to that I say...
She is Mexican, right?
Michelle...
No.
It would be better for you...
Wait, which country is...
Let me just... I don't know.
Sorry.
She's not Caucasian. I think it's better that Michelle Rodriguez use her mouth to eat Cara Delevingne out and not to talk about racism. Just Munchbox Girl... And don't talk about race, like, because that's what she's good at. Every month, Michelle Rodriguez has stole somebody else's girlfriend, and I think it's amazing. Just don't talk about race anymore. Clearly, you're not very good at it. This is an issue that we've had with so many people. I've had to ask Iggy Azalea to stop tweeting. I've had to ask, you know, Stacey Dash to shut her black ass up. And so here we are, you know what I'm saying, Michelle Rodriguez. So let's talk about comic book characters. Make up their own. What dumbass bitches like you don't seem to understand is or have not realized is that there are several black superheroes. You've got Storm, you've got Blade, you've got Black Panther, you've got fucking Spawn, I believe was black, Luke Cage. You've got tons of, like, I could sit here and name loads of black superheroes. You know why you never hear about them? Because white people don't give a fuck. They're not buying no 13 goddamn dollar ticket. Is that how much it costs out here or is it more? Blood, what else do they ask for at AMC now? Plasma.
Oh, the tickets to the movies here? A cute 18, 21.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was surprised when I heard that Black Panther was finally getting a fucking movie and it was casted in production and stuff like that. Like, it's rare that you see that kind of thing. And it's for several reasons. That's just how Hollywood is. You need to have, and even if you do have, like, a lead black character, usually they're dating a white person or involved or in love with a white person to bring it some kind of color balance. So white people don't automatically put it to the side as a black show and don't participate because everybody wants to make their money. Fine, whatever. But don't say that minorities should stop stealing black, should stop stealing white superheroes and make up their own. A, you're a minority. Okay? You're a minority as well. So what you are campaigning for, a superhero, you could have just said no. Didn't nobody want to see you as the Green Lantern? No motherfucking way. But why has nobody ever seemed to have a problem? Why is no one ever crying out when black characters are cast... But white, like white people, white right. actors are, or light skinned motherfuckers are out here playing. Like, why the fuck was Halle Berry Storm? She wasn't ever good at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and over and over and over again, they do it all the time. They did the shit with the Hunger Games where the little black girl who was clearly black in the fucking book, black as fuck, was a little light skinned, like mulatto girl, which I thought that she was super cute. But even then, white people weren't satisfied. After that movie came out, they were all disgusted by the fact that the black girl who was black in the fucking book was also black in the goddamn movie. So, like, what are you talking about? There is no representation like that of black people in superhero film and drama, sci-fi, whatever the fuck else. We do have to fight, and we do have to motherfucking make our own productions and come up with our own characters, but we don't get cast in all of those things anyway. So if white people can take characters that are actually black, like, I don't know, the fucking ancient Egyptians, and make them white,
oh, shit.
Then I feel like black people should be able to play some make-believe-ass white people. Like, it wasn't like Cyclops was really out here blasting niggas to bits and just wants proper respect for his family name. Bitch, these ain't real motherfuckers. They're cartoons. I love cartoons, and even I know it's not that goddamn deep. So shut your mouth, girl, and stick to licking clits. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't personally get it. It's not my ministry. I feel like that's something you should do, and I feel like that's what Michelle Rodriguez is best at. licking them, and driving cars with Vin Diesel. I don't want you to do anything else. I don't want you to do, yeah. In fact, I don't want you to drive no more of them cars neither. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Paul Walker. He was probably the only reason I would have went back out there to go see the shit in the first place.
Ain't that it?
He's gone. Please leave me alone. You, Ludacris, Bow Wow, the whole Tokyo Drift, all of you dumb motherfuckers. Don't talk about minorities anymore.
Yes. Amen. I just want to clarify, I called Michelle Rodriguez a Mexican because I truly thought she was Mexican.
She's
not to be racist. Please do not think I'm racist.
I mean, you're kind of, well.
Bitch! I'm not racist. I honestly thought she was Mexican, and then I was told that she was not, so my bad.
Where's she from?
The Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
All right.
That was a wrong group to call Mexican,
it
girl.
It was the wrong ones, baby.
Dominicans ain't nothing but niggas that speak Spanish. That is it. Dominicans are black as fuck. Only difference is instead of Lori's, it's Goya or like Adobo or something. Don't Woo. Listen. I'm not fucking with no goddamn Dominicans,
so please
baby.
Accept my sincerest apologies. My God, please.
Michelle Rodriguez please. Still out here misrepresenting
Shit.
Y'all.
Lord but knows I do you. Not want to be fighting you niggas because I called her Mexican. My God, I'm sorry. Dominican Republic. Thank you for helping, Jade. So, like I said, this bitch, Patricia Arquette,
okay.
took her lily white ass up at the Oscars last week.
And I'm going to play two dots.
Bitch. And accepted this award for whatever the fuck white mediocrity. And during her acceptance, this is where she fucked up. Because see, at first she had me. Because during her acceptance speech, she was talking about inequality and women versus men and the pay gap and all this shit. And everybody's going up like it's the club on a Tuesday. Meryl Streep is hooping and hollering. Jennifer Lopez, who is worth more than all these bitches, is screaming and hollering. So, you know, it's a grand time. And that would have been just fine if she had not gone off stage into the little green room where they have you pose and take the pictures and they ask your ignorant ass some more questions that happen to not make the telecast, but they see it on the internet. And honestly, baby, once Tumblr has seen you fucking up, that's the end of it, okay? Woo! Because them little nerdy ass kids don't never go to bed 24 hours a day. They asses is up, ready to turn your ass into a GIF and make you Tumblr. Viral by daylight, okay? So Ooh. This bitch proceeds to go backstage and blah, 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 women, women, women. And then, no, because whatever, who cares? And then she mentions specifically that it's time for all the gays and the minorities to come together because white people have been fighting for them for so long. Women have been fighting. Women have been fighting for them for so long. It's time for the gays. Somebody's... She almost fell out.
She said, what? But the funny part, her friend was like, girl, like,
girl, chill. I'm getting carried away. It's okay. She said basically that it was time for gays and minorities to start fighting for women. So the problem with this is multidimensional. And don't worry, we're going to break it down. First of all, bitch. I'm sitting here watching this and I'm so appalled that a wealthy ass white woman speaking from the Oscar stage where pretty much nobody but white people has ever been invited. The fact that a white woman is speaking from such a place of exclusivity in the first place and talking about the rest of us need to uplift your ass is just... That shit is mind-boggling, bitch. We need to uplift you. You're on stage at the goddamn Oscars. How much further up do you need to fucking go? You're on stage at the fucking Oscars asking gays and minorities to lift you up. Like, gays and minorities have been winning the Oscars all this time, and it's only just now that the Susan Sarandons are getting their fucking day. So first of all, bitch, you're not making no sense. Your environment is puzzling to me,
Did
and I don't understand where the fuck you coming
say
from.
Say the Susan Sarandons.
They've been overlooked for far too long.
and the fact
I'm saying it's time Jennifer Lawrence gets her due.
None of you niggas told me that my zipper was down.
Oh, they've been enjoying the view.
Fraud.
You are such garbage.
Thank you.
Where the fuck was I even at?
I'm sorry. The Susan Sarandons.
The Susan Sarandons, yes. So not only has this bitch gotten up here and asked us to uplift her already at the top floor ass up even further, but she has done something that is so classically white feminist, and that is you have forgotten that people exist in more than one group. When you're talking about women, and this is why, for the record, this is why black womenists and feminists don't like fucking with white feminists sometimes. It's because too many of you bitches seem to think that women means white women. We are women too. And for every 77 cents that you make on a man's dollar, we right here clocking in at 54, bitch. So don't ask us to uplift you when you already making more than we are. What the fuck kind of sense does that make? And in addition to being black and a woman, I also happen to be gay, bitch. So now what? You want me to lay down my gay and black burdens somehow? Only God knows what this white ass bitch wants me to do in order to remove the oppression and free myself of these shackles that her people put on me to come over here and lift her ass up higher so that she can excel, so they can achieve, so that white girls can earn equal pay and the rest of us can do what? Stop what we doing. Stop making money. Stop hustling. Stop creating for ourselves. Stop going out here into podcasting and doing independent film projects and all this other shit. Stop what we doing. Stop making lanes for ourselves. Stop making ourselves visible. Stop creating opportunities for us. Stop hiring us. Stop lifting yourselves up. Stop building wealth with yourselves and come help me get richer. Bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up.
And see, you wanted me to go second, bitch. You are a cruel bitch. Do you understand that? I knew it. I knew your old black mother love ass was coming out here to give these bitches a word. I knew you were gonna do it. And that's why I slid my black ass right in before it. You ain't shit.
You ain't shit. So anyway, that's my read this week.
That bitch literally said, look, pause your fucking oppression and come help us get some more money.
Hey, bitch, we know, you can't get married in every state and it's legal for the police to kill you, but...
Niggas get shot every day, B.
My $1 million contract is not as high as his $1 million contract, so come help. You don't get the fuck.
So listen, that was the read.
2-year anniversary show.
Thank you, group of blacks in the back who are like, that's my cue.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out in the cold, dealing with MTA and they bullshit on the weekends to come fuck with us. We appreciate you. We thank you.
Thank you for an amazing 2 years.
Have a dope ass night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the support and the love. We love you.
Drive safe, ride safe, stay warm, shake that ass, eat chicken, stay black. Oh, the acronym. The acronym is NPD. No Pinocchio dicks. Have a good night.